In this bulletin, a special investigator appointed to examine alleged war crimes by Australia's special forces in Afghanistan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaks to President-elect Joe Biden about COVID-19 and climate policy, and viewership for the NRL State of Origin at its second lowest in 17 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diamond. A special investigator has been appointed to examine alleged war crimes by Australia's special forces in Afghanistan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the report into the allegations, which was handed to Defence Force Chief Angus Campbell on Friday, will be released next week. A separate oversight panel will be established to investigate the Australian Defence Force's response to the claims. Minister for Defence Linda Reynolds says those impacted by the report's release will receive legal and social support.
I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever, that this is likely to be a very difficult and a very distressing time for those impacted by this report, particularly so for those who are vulnerable and those who are at risk. This government is absolutely committed to ensuring that current and former serving ADF members and, of course, their family members, any of them who are impacted by this inquiry, have access to the right support.
Australia is facing international pressure to commit to net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Australia's five biggest export markets are aiming to be carbon neutral by mid-century. Each state and territory, major businesses and industry groups have set net zero targets. Energy Minister Angus Taylor has criticised other countries for setting climate targets without detailing plans to achieve them. During their first phone call since Joe Biden's election win, Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the President-elect discussed the challenges ahead.
We will continue to work closely with the US administration respecting those protocols in the months ahead, because there remain many issues on hand that we are dealing with the United States administration. We also discussed the many global challenges. We discussed, as I already indicated, security and the environmental challenges that Australia and the United States can work together on, particularly in the areas of emissions-reducing technologies.
A financial boost to Victoria's mental health system aims to better the lives of tens of thousands of people. An almost $870 million investment in mental health will feature in the state's upcoming budget. The package will include $492 million to fund 120 mental health beds in Melbourne and Geelong. It comes as the state nears a full fortnight of zero coronavirus cases or deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews says the changes will benefit everyone.
For too long, the mental health system has not received the share of funding, the amount of support, the dedicated effort that we know is so important to better outcomes for everybody. One in five of us will experience a mental illness this year, but five in five of us benefit from a better mental health system.
Safe access zones around abortion clinics will be established in South Australia after new laws pass the state's parliament. Protesting within a 150-metre zone of the entrance to abortion clinics is now illegal under the new provisions. Greens MP Tammy Franks, who introduced the legislation in the upper house, says the change will protect patients and workers from harassment. Senior lawyer from the Human Rights Law Centre, Monique Hurley, says there's still a lot of work to be done.
The next step in South Australia is decriminalisation of abortion. There's a termination of pregnancy bill that's recently been introduced to the upper house in the South Australian Parliament, and that's being debated today. This presents an opportunity for South Australia to finally get the law right when it comes to reproductive freedom.
In rugby league, the NRL's hopes for an increase in television ratings have been diminished after the second NRL State of Origin game only rated slightly better than the opening game of the series. More than 2 million viewers tuned in to Nine for New South Wales' 34-10 win over Queensland last night, the second lowest figure in at least 17 years. The viewership marks a 13% drop on the 2.8 million people who watched Game 2 last year. Queensland coach Wayne Bennett says the team's performance was not ideal.
Yeah, it was more down to attitude than anything else. You know, they just weren't there. They were pretty happy with themselves from last week's victory, obviously, and you know, there's about a 10 or 15% difference between our performance tonight and what was there last week, and you can't do that in this competition.
And now tomorrow's weather around Australia. Perth, rain and 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne's expecting a shower or two and 19 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, a possible afternoon shower and 23. Wollongong, showers, a possible storm, 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, showers, a possible storm, a top of 30 degrees. Brisbane, a possible shower or storm and 28. Mostly sunny for Cairns, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.